listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Outta Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
That's right. I'm RJ live on a Friday here in Las Vegas on 200 FSR stations across this great nation. Joined in studio, full house. Wise guys left, Brad Powers. Wise guy to my right, Steve Fezzik. Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to no more than their buddies. You can't have pros if you don't have Joes. He's in L.A. He's Jonas Knox.
Always good to be here, RJ, on a day when we've got the NFL playoffs kicking off this weekend, the potential end of an era, and one member of this show takes a victory lap. What is the Vegas lead?
Yeah, this victory lap is well-deserved. But the lead, unequivocally, Jason Garrett, and really, from Vegas, it's going to be odds on the next coach.
Yeah, and the next coach should be announced sometime soon, or at least before next season. That's the plan, because as of right now, the Dallas Cowboys have yet to make it official. A report came out from Ed Werder of ESPN on Thursday night. The Dallas Cowboys' own team website says no news as of yet. So again, we are on Jason Garrett watch.
Here's the question. Jerry Jones is a master of PR. Doesn't mean he's perfect at it, but boy, oh boy, he gets a lot of publicity.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not as if it's net negative. A lot of theories are, you know, any publicity is good as long as they're talking about you. But with Jerry Jones, it's at least 50%, if not more, positive in the course of a year. So he both gets a lot of attention and he gets positive attention. That's not easy to do. It's not. And he doesn't do things like this without consideration, without being deliberate. What could it be that's causing him to drag out a decision that feels obvious? I've got a theory. And we don't talk politics because it's not our expertise, but when there's something in the political realm that I think is applicable, we bring it in. And I think that if you think about the Mueller report and the different investigations and all the news around that for multiple years, really, one of the theories of the Trump administration, PR, the theory from the outside was, hey, they would tell us things that maybe seem bad, but not as bad as they could be, but they tell them that weeks or months ahead. And then you get comfortable with it. Except for the most extreme things, you get more comfortable over time. And quite frankly, even that, you know, you think about even a death, maybe, you know, a death that like for a month or two, like you couldn't even enjoy yourself, you know, like those kind of things. 10 years later, 20 years later, yeah, you think about it, but most people, almost everyone, at some point, it's in the past. You got to keep moving. Now, this is not an extreme like that, but I think Jerry Jones is very, very cognizant that he has a reputation of loyalty, that he is he's not just a player's or a player's owner. He's a Cowboys owner. If you're a Cowboy, he's got you covered. And that's a hell of a brand to have. It's a good brand.
Yep.
And by firing Jason Garrett, who he, in a way, you could say, well, he gave him more than enough chance. Everyone thought he's firing him late. Yeah, but in a weird way, every year you kept him, it makes this firing even more consequential. It's like you fire a guy after 1 year, it doesn't mean all that much. But when they fired, speaking of that, Tom Landry, it meant something, right? And he took a ton of heat, Jerry Jones, back then with the way they handled Landry. Though, you look at Dallas's record leading up to Landry going, you know, he wasn't at the top of his game, it would seem.
Yep.
And to me, I think this decision done was made probably last week. And I think he's dragging it out because it makes him look like the good guy, doesn't it? If the theory is that Jason Garrett should have been gone long ago, and if he can make Jason or allow Jason Garrett to stay around without hurting the team, meaning there's no recruiting going on right now. There's no, you know, in college, you get that new coach in there quick, right? Because you got to worry about recruiting, whatever. If Jason Garrett's replacement is hired in a week or in a month, I'm not saying there's not something they'd be doing, but how consequential is it?
The only issue is if you miss out on the hire that you want.
That's weird. There's something. Go ahead, Steve. Say something. Let's see what happens.
So you don't want to miss out on the hire that you may want.
Are you guys hearing something weird?
Yeah.
I don't know, Steve. You're going to have to share. We'll have to figure that out. I don't know what that was. But, yeah, fair enough is I think what Steve is saying, and we'll figure that out during the break. I think what Steve is saying is, and I agree with you, if this time they're taking prevents them from hiring the next guy that they want, then there's a real downside. To me, we're not talking weeks. We're talking a couple of days, perhaps, of dragging this out more. And it feels like, to me, that does nothing except make Jerry Jones look like a good guy. Does anyone, Brad Jones?
I think Jerry Jones is doing this because he likes the attention. The fact that they're not in the playoffs and they're not part of the conversation, the only way they can grab a headline right now is by having people continue to wonder what's happening with Jason Garrett. So, yeah, it's a little PR. It's also they love this sort of attention. It's what they do.
If anything, our points are complimentary because it, and you just said it, it's not only more attention, but it's positive attention.
Yes.
Right? What do you think, Brad? Anything?
Well, two things. First, I agree with you as far as Jerry Jones being great PR. I mean, here's a franchise, the Dallas Cowboys, that haven't won a Super Bowl championship in 20-plus years, and yet they're the most valuable NFL franchise. On top of that, you know, delaying the process of firing Jason Garrett, it makes him look like, oh, this was a really, really tough decision. We had meetings. We talked it through. I agree with you, RJ. I could see it, you know, making Jerry Jones to be the good guy and actually setting up Jason Garrett better in the future.
Yeah, RJ Bell straight out of Vegas. Let's talk about the odds here because we actually have, you can bet it, who will be the next Cowboys coach?
Josh McDaniels, the favorite at 3-1, followed by San Francisco defensive coordinator Robert Saleh there. Lincoln Riley.
Who?
Saleh, Robert Saleh.
You know, maybe we should have Jonas read it. You want to give us that name, Jonas?
He got it right. Robert Saleh.
Oh, come on. He was going, blah, blah, blah. He didn't say anything.
He got it right. Robert Saleh. I mean, he didn't have full confidence
exactly.
in saying it, but
now.
He did get it right.
Now.
Robert Saleh.
Well, I think he said it differently that time, though.
Lincoln Riley is 5-1.
Oh, you were sure about that one.
Yeah, I was. Urban Meyer getting a lot of press, 6-1. Matt Rhule has been talked about a lot of these NFL jobs. It's kind of, I agree with you, RJ. A little surprising he's down the board at 7-1. Mike Zimmer, 10-1 is an interesting name.
Okay, Zimmer. Now, so looking at that list, it strikes me that Josh McDaniels, I'd love to have a no. And guys, remember this. This is an important betting tip that you can apply anytime. If there's odds on something, can you bet all the outcomes? Because the famous one is they'll say, will aliens land at the Super Bowl during halftime? 100-1. That's fun and all that, but it'd be interesting if you could bet 200-1 or 200 to win one.
Yep.
You know what I think? I think those alien odds would go up.
Yeah, they would.
So by having both sides of the bet, it guarantees there's going to be a fairly fair price because they will be punished if it's too far the other way. They don't do that here. McDaniel seems like he needs every red carpet the world ever created. He will take a job and still not want to put up with whatever it is outside the Patriots bubble. And again, I love the Patriots for doing that. They create a good environment for their coaches. But this is probably the most difficult job in the NFL when it comes to dealing with ownership, right? The Cowboys?
Yep.
Yeah, as far as owners who are constantly involved in the conversation.
Yeah. So, and top five or whatever, no matter how you look at it, top five difficult political jobs to navigate. And Josh McDaniels seems like the worst suited for that kind of situation, right?
Agree.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but McDaniels could get a lot of jobs. I know there's a sense because he gave up on the, or he, whatever you want to call it, left the Colts at the altar. I still think, though, he's in high demand.
Yes, absolutely.
So I get why Jerry Jones would want him. Now, this next fellow, Brad, what's his name?
Robert Saleh.
Now, that was good. He was there.
More confident.
Saleh. I don't know. Have the 49ers done enough? You know, Fez, we think we got your mic fixed, so just say something short first, like yes or no.
Yes. Has he done enough? The answer is no.
Oh, that sounds good. Keep going, baby.
So Robert Saleh, hey, that defense for the 49ers sure looked good when they are healthy, right? First eight opponents, hold them all to 20 or fewer points. Since then, not so good. Eight of the last nine opponents have scored 20 or more points against the 49ers.
And that's why I think, and this has been a debate, every show I've been on this week, it's been 49ers, best team in the NFC. Wow, I don't know. I thought so. I was ahead of the curve on the Niners, I'd say. I think I'm getting off the train, and I've been, you know, and we'll do that next week, is if we dig into these games, it's one thing to say score this, score that. I mean, I'm not sure their defense is top 10. Now, we can say it's injury, but if it's injuries, we better define what injuries it was, and are they healthy now? Did you have a number you're jumping out at?
Yeah, Football Outsiders has the defense number 2. Now, that's an average for the entire year.
Exactly.
I have them number 7 right now.
Oh, the Fezzik numbers are 7. Okay. Well, listen, I'm not even sure why we're debating it. That's Steve Fezzik, the creator of the numbers. He has an abacus. I'm RJ Bell. Anything else in this Cowboy stuff?
Nope.
No.
Well, hey, Jerry Jones won, Jonas. He got almost a whole segment.
It's a Friday before playoffs, and he got the lead on Straight Out of Vegas. And now, I've often found myself wondering, what would it be like if you could go back in time and actually watch Beethoven create music? So you could see the master actually in...
I think Saturday Night Live had a skit about that.
Yeah, and so I always wondered, like, if you could go back and just watch him while he's in the midst of his genius, what would it be like? And we here across the country got to be a witness to genius at work, Brad Powers taking a victory lap here today after showcasing his ability to recognize a good bet in real time and striking while the iron was hot yesterday.
I don't think Jonas ever gave me an intro like that.
No.
Bad for him. We now know what he can do. So now we got a new standard. But a little schmaltz aside, he's right. Brad, Fez was off at the Fezzik compound, and now is in your mind the holiday finally over, or is there some extended, like people of a certain, silver spoon level, they have even another holiday? I mean, how's it work?
Well, till Johnny goes back to school on Monday, I still feel it's a little bit of an extended holiday.
So in a way, you have a work life that is very similar to an 8-year-old.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We now got that figured out. Now, usually a normal person would say, it's tough because I love spending time with my boy, but I got to work. No, we. He said we, as in him and his 8-year-old son, have an extended holiday. So I think that was very revealing. Brad, you were here grinding. Right as the show was starting, you identified, look at this. This was only a few people on Twitter that you trusted. And it was the Boston College-Cincinnati game. And quickly, we'll go through it. What did you see?
Yeah, so in the Birmingham Bowl yesterday, there was a long weather delay. Game was delayed more than an hour right after the game started. So there was reports coming out after that long delay. BC wanted to skip the game, call the game off, similar to what happened to Boston College in a bowl game last year.
It doesn't matter. So what you're saying is Boston College was like, oh, look, it's raining outside. Maybe we shouldn't play.
Cincinnati, on the other side, insisted on playing the game. And what happened in the first half? Cincinnati's up 17-0. I looked at the halftime line, and I think, you know what? More of the same here. Cincinnati wants to be here. BC doesn't.
Yeah,
so I bet Cincinnati minus four.
So just to be clear, the delay happened at what point during the game?
Like 2-3 minutes into the first quarter.
All right. And then what happened was, it wasn't before the game. They kicked off, delay. Word leaked out that they were like, we shouldn't even play Boston College. And you figure, look, they're dominating. Cincinnati is dominating Boston College. Usually you expect the other team to come back a little bit. That's the way halftime lines are.
Yep.
But you're saying the fact that they didn't want to even play, if we would have known that beforehand, we would have bet the game. Why not bet it now? In the moment, you bet that baby live on air.
Yep.
A lot of people, I mean, Jonas, I hear a lot of positive stuff, but I mean, this was one where it was like, they were like, thanks, Brad, for the money. I mean, the feedback was excellent.
Well, I mean, especially after the holidays, everybody's spending all that money for gifts, and then Brad comes through right down the chimney to deliver more. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, well, the holidays aren't over for everybody.
Yeah,
but
that's
okay.
Right.
That's true. Ross was a hell of a handicapper. I can tell you that. I was so good that whenever I bet, I could change the odds for every bookmaker in the country.
Well, Brad, you did it yesterday. And by the way, what was the final in the second half?
21-6, second half.
Now, here's what's funny as we go, Jonas. I looked over at him about 20 minutes after the show, and he had his hand in his forehead in his hand, and he was like shaking it. And I go, what's wrong? He goes, blocked field goal, touchdown, Boston College is 7-6. I mean, like, it was like so depressed. And then the final in the second half was 21-6?
Yep, should have been 24-0.
See, he couldn't resist it. All right, when we come back, we are doing something new. It's called a 360 handicap. What does that mean? We're looking at the four games of the playoffs from every angle.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of you, the fan. Coming up here in just a couple of moments, we will begin our 360-degree view of the first round of the NFL playoffs.
Yeah, this should be fun. Deep dives. We got three best bets coming up. Great day to join the fastest-growing show on Fox Sports Radio. Up 150% from January to January. You can listen 5 days a week, 200 FSR stations nationwide. Also, iHeartRadio app, and SiriusXM, and FoxSportsRadio.com, and anytime on podcasts, just search RJ Bell. Right now, here in Vegas, on the Strip, 60 degrees, the neon is chugging.
So, RJ, let's get it started, and we go to Foxborough to get things here started on Straight Out of Vegas. It is the Patriots hosting the Titans on Saturday night, 8:15 Eastern time on CBS. Right now, New England on pregame.com is a 5-point favorite.
Okay, now this is Brad Powers' best bet. I'm going to pose a question, and I'm going to hope that your best bet answers it. Are the Patriots and the Titans, is the truth of their team, and really handicapping ultimately is trying to divine the truth, to ascertain the truth. What is the truth? That's the question, always. Now, oftentimes, the truth is kind of obvious. Bengals aren't very good, blah, blah, blah. This is an example where you have two teams that had two very different seasons within their own season. Tennessee pre-quarterback change, Tennessee post Tannehill quarterback. Now, statistically, the difference is drastic. Tennessee's points per game, Brad, went up how many?
14 points per game with Tannehill.
Jeez. Now, what's amazing, and I don't fully understand it, the defense got worse by what, like 9 points?
Yeah, 9 points per game.
So it's a plus 5-point margin, but still, Tennessee, much, much better.
Yep.
Is it that it's Tannehill? Seems like it, right? Or is it that in any 6, 7, 8 game sample, there can be randomness, up, down?
Yep.
Now, On the other hand, the Patriots, after the Bills, or from the Bills' first game on, offense wasn't what we expected. But for a long time, the debate was, well, isn't the defense better by a greater margin, or at least an equal margin, to what the defense, or the defense is better for where the offense has dropped off? And pretty much, Steve, the whole 5, 6, 7 weeks that I was asking that question, you were pretty much like, bout right. About, you know, give me a dozen, I'll give you 12, and we even out. Is that how you saw it?
Yes.
And then at some point, that offense kept either going down or it wasn't going up. I mean, might have had a game here, but and the defense, though, they went from, is this the best defense of all time? We don't think so, but geez, you heard that conversation.
Yep.
To, I mean, is this even a top five defense right now? So, you know, we could speculate, or we could just go to the canonical source, as they call it, Steve Fezzik's power ratings. What does Fezzik have the New England defense at currently?
I still have them in the top five. In fact, third.
Top five, third. Okay. So, it really is a debate. If you look at the stats, in fact, McKenzie, do a little, pull this up, is let's get the DVOA for the Pats defense, like the last six games. Bring that out. So they do a game-by-game DVOA. Let's just see where Football Outsiders got them. I don't think this team has been a top three defense the last 6 weeks, the Patriots. So the question is this. Is the whole season the truth for the Pats? Or is the last six games the truth? And remember, that whole season had some pretty good offensive performances from the very beginning of the year. And with Tennessee, whole season? Or is it from Tannehill on? Because if it's from Tannehill on and it's the recent Patriots, Tennessee's better. True or false, Fez?
True. And look at this statistic. The last seven games, if you just looked at QBR, Brady 26th in the league, Tannehill 6th. Think about that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Brad, answer the question.
Well, I am taught that a bigger sample size is usually better, and mm-hmm. I'm going to trust the more truthful thing that we have is the bigger sample size here. Here's what we do know about Belichick. He likes to take away what you do best, take it away from you, and you got to, you know, beat him left-handed, sort of say. Well, here's what I expect, and we never fully know what Belichick's going to do, but you'd have to think he wants to take away the NFL's leading rusher, Derrick Henry. And you got to ask yourself this. If Belichick's able to limit Derrick Henry, do you really trust yourself on a Saturday night in a playoff game in Foxborough with Ryan Tannehill at quarterback? I do not. Therefore, I do trust the larger sample size. Best bet for me, New England Patriots, -5.
I got to be honest with you. That did not convince me. Because in a way, first off, I'd say my second best pick, this is tight. My best bet's coming up. Let's just say this. If I was forced to bet this game, I would bet the Patriots, and it wouldn't take me a millisecond. But I'm not forced to bet it, and I won't bet it. Here's what concerns me about your handicap. You pretty much said, hey, Patriots, every team, they struggle against teams that are multiple, teams that can do both run and pass. And Fez, just in a moment ago, you said, you know, Tannehill, since the whole time he's been quarterbacking?
Last seven games,
literally the sixth best quarterback. So we know Henry's really good. And if Tannehill is anywhere near what he seems, this Tennessee team's multiple.
Yes, and Henry might be even better than we think, and here's why, RJ. Tennessee held Henry out week 16. It wasn't that important a game against the Saints, and so he has fresh legs most of the time teams this time
week
of year don't.
Week 16 or game 16?
Game 16.
Okay, so the last week of the season.
Week 16, second to last week. So and last week,
you said it twice and couldn't say it right there. But so you're saying the next to last game?
Yes.
And how, you know, because that's what I remember. Didn't they run the heck out of him to get some kind of record?
They did. He got 32 carries last week.
And he looked.
So what are you talking about?
Well, he looked so fresh having had the week off the week before.
I mean, that's it. Your mic's going off. Rest of this segment. I mean, how he says that, hey, they rested him. How many carries did he have last week? 32. Is that resting?
No.
You know, I'm going to let him try to explain it. All right, your mic's back on. You should just say, you know, maybe that wasn't the right answer.
That wasn't the right answer, but a lot better than zero carries and then 30 than to have 30 last 2 weeks.
You think so? I think you're insane. So you're saying if the two choices for a fatigue of a back is 15 and 15 or 0 and 30, and the 30 being the most recent, you'd want 0 and 30.
No, I was saying I don't want him
so
to
you're saying if he had half as many carries. Yeah, I think he'd be better fatigue-wise if he had half as many carries. Great point. Thank God we turned his mic back on. So we eliminate that problem. All that said, even a normal Henry is a good back, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you did know you made this pick.
I did.
Then why are you putting your head down like you don't even want to address
no,
this
no,
stuff?
No. I was looking at what other key factors of my handicap, and it was just more trends.
Yeah, I mean, what you're getting down to is saying you trust Belichick. I trust Belichick. But if there's any team that causes Belichick or anyone problems, a multiple offense.
Correct.
Now, is that truly the case? And you're right. Tannehill's history, which seems weird because the Dolphins have done so well against the Pats.
Yep.
But I saw something, I don't think I know for sure what the source was. I don't want to quote it, but Tannehill's against the Pats isn't very good at all, which seems weird since Miami, obviously his former team. Huh. Maybe we should look up how he's done against them, because that's telling to me, because if he's done pretty well, Tannehill, now you got to figure Belichick's seen him. Tannehill's seen Belichick and he's fine. But if it's poor, like I expect, if I recall, you know, it's a bigger problem. So let's do this. I'm going to look at that DVOA from the Pats. We're going to look at how Tannehill did against the Pats with Miami. Okay, Tannehill, how's he done historically against Belichick?
4-6 versus the Patriots. You would say that's pretty good. How many quarterbacks have won 4 games against New England? Not 4-6, but he's actually 0-6 at New England at Gillette Stadium. 0-6.
Okay, so 4-0 at home.
Yep.
When he was with Miami, Tannehill.
Yep.
0-6.
Yep.
Wow. Wow. Huh. That helps you with the Pats. And by the way, I actually had, and this is the thing about the Super or the playoffs. And I said it yesterday. I said this is like half a bet. I'm still kind of feeling like it should be a quarter bet, but I like the Pats. I liked them yesterday. But here's the thing, guys. Don't forget, how many games do you bet during the regular season? Let's say if you're betting more than 4 sides in an NFL week, you're probably betting too much. Let's say 4. That's a lot. Wouldn't you say, Fez, just sides?
Yes.
Now, 1 out of 4 of those, if it's 16 games, means 4 in the week, all right? So it's 1 out of 4 games, effectively. There's 4 games this weekend. I've got a best bet. It's not on the Patriots that I'm going to have coming up. So my second best bet, no doubt, Pats. I don't know, though. I just don't know. This feels like Ollie maybe against Holmes. You could squint and say he looks the same. I don't know. Last thing on that defense. So DVOA, they do a game-by-game analysis, and they also break up offense, defense. And what I'm going to call these last 5 games are either great, good, average, bad, really bad. So there's 5 different categories, and I'm making this up by color scheme because there's actual numbers, but the numbers are going to be confusing. So against Houston, they were bad. The defense was bad. Against Kansas City, the defense was really good. I mean, they really held Kansas City, and the numbers back it up. Against Cincinnati, good. But that's a very one-dimensional team.
Yep.
Or they're a zero-dimensional team, maybe. Against Buffalo, pure average. It was like as average as you could get, right in the middle. And against Miami, horrible. So literally in 5 games, you've got 1 average, 2 above average, 2 below average. You know what that adds up to, Fez, a C. That's the third best defense?
Third best D shouldn't be getting a C, should they?
Now, that's only 5 games. But still, I think you really got to question this Pats D. My second best pick of the week, oh, and Brad's best bet, New England.
The final game of the weekend as far as the NFL playoffs go, but the second game we're going to look at here today sees the Seahawks at the Eagles, Seattle, a 2-point favorite on pregame.com.
Okay, Fez, this is your best bet. So what we're going to do is we're going to let you give, this will be a perfect tease across the commercial. We're going to let you give your number one factor in the game. Well, let me ask you this, actually. I'm going to ask you a question to start. I was on with Colin today. We did our podcast, so you can get that. It's his four picks on every game, and I give my analysis of his picks. And let's just say this, a little tease there, is he literally was talking about how bad the Tunsil trade was when he was going against Houston. I said, hold on. You've been the main defender of that trade. And he goes, and they just kept talking.
Yeah.
So we're not, no sacred cow herds. Good stuff there on my Twitter. You can get it at RJ in Vegas. But you know, one of the things that I looked at when we were doing our talk was, if you look at the Eagles' yardage, yeah, they've done pretty well this year for a team that's supposedly as bad as they are, and their point differential is better than multiple playoff teams.
Yeah, and better than Seattle's.
Exactly. So Seattle's a team that someone with the first initial R and the middle initial J said Seattle's like a 9-7 team. The heat came, it was relentless. It was like the rain in Seattle. And no doubt, I haven't heard from these people. I haven't heard as much. We'll see now. We'll see. Seattle could win the Super Bowl. But how is it that Philly, I get that they could be better. I get the idea that Philly, if they were healthy, would be better. I also get the idea you thought they would be better. But how bad are they with that point differential being pretty decent?
Yeah, I don't see much separating these two teams, and I'm shocked Seattle is favored in this game, and thus I like Philly. Let's go back 6 weeks ago. These two teams played, RJ.
Uh-huh.
Seattle was laying 1.5 at Philly. What's the line now? Seattle -1.5 at Philly. What's changed in the past 6 weeks? I can make the case Seattle has played a lot worse during the past 6 weeks, and Philly has played better.
All right. Finish your handicap, Fez.
All right. Well, I talked about how well Philly's been playing, how badly Seattle's been playing, and the injuries Philly has had. Philly has had these injuries for the past, throughout the entire year. But Seattle, all their injuries are recent. Their three running backs all went out during the past month. Their left tackle, Dwayne Brown, got injured, and Clowney got injured. So we've got one team who's been injured the entire year, Philly, and we have Seattle now, a team that has just recently got injured, and yet the spread is the same as it was back in November. It makes no sense. Seattle is a lot worse than they were back in November.
I think it's a good point, and it's really convenient when you have those reference points like a spread in a game at the same venue even. And what's changed since, like you said, whatever amount of change there is, it's net positive for Philly. I guess the one question I would have, and what we'll do is take a break, you can answer that, and when we come back, my best bet also is Carson Wentz. The perception is, oh, listen, this is Philly. Philly's really good with the pressure on. Well, Carson Wentz, literally his first playoff start, and especially considering that if he does poorly, you think he's going to hear something about maybe a quarterback that used to be with Philadelphia? Pressure's on. Wentz, we'll get your take on that and my best bet.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show you've always wanted, and it's money-making time next here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. All right, so we continue to take a look at the opening weekend of the NFL playoffs, and we finish up with our look at the Seahawks, who right now on the road at the Eagles are a 2-point favorite.
Best bet from Fez is Philadelphia. And I'll tell you this. This is one of those games, the more I think about it, the more I like Philly. It's funny, early in the week, I actually liked coming up here in this game, Houston, and now I don't. I'm probably leaning Buffalo. So you evolve throughout the week, but I love the ones that I come to late, usually win more because they're less obvious. So, Steve, would you agree with the following? Well, let's talk about the concern quickly. We talked about Wentz, first playoff start, and we also talked about them being more injured than they've been even typically during the year. Address those two concerns quickly.
Yeah, so Philly lost another lineman. That's my biggest concern. And so now the right side of their line, not only is Lane Johnson injured, but they lost their Pro Bowler on that side of the line. That is a major concern as far as the playoffs. I'm not so worried because basically Philly's had four straight playoff games.
Yeah, I hear you. That's the same thing Colin said. I asked him the same question. But there is difference in Philly because with Nick Foles, being the contrast, how'd he do in the playoffs?
We'll get to the Bills and Texans here in one moment. Do want to let you know we are brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone's got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service with over 5,600 locations nationwide. AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. It is Bills at the Texans coming up tomorrow, early afternoon. Right now, Houston, a 2.5-point favorite.
What does this line say, guys? It says that, amazingly, Buffalo is the better team. Reason I liked Houston earlier in the week was I thought, what did Buffalo do in the interim since that Dallas game on Thanksgiving that was all that impressive? I don't think they did much well at all. I mean, they did fine, but not like it was like, oh my gosh, they're so good. But on the other hand, what we've seen is this. Houston's not as good as I thought. They've been out-yarded on the season.
Yeah, and outscored on the season.
Lucky win against Tampa Bay.
All right, so you think about it. You give up more yards than you gain. You give up more points than you score. How good are you? The only saving grace potentially for Houston is this is a team like an NBA team with LeBron that seems to be up or down. And they tend to do better in the playoffs than it. And again, this year, LeBron's been more focused, but... but those kind of teams tend to do better in the playoffs. Why? Because they have another gear above what you've seen. The teams that are always inevitably motivated during the regular season tend to be overrated in the playoffs. The only hope for Houston, I think, is that some of those poor performances were because of lack of motivation, which wouldn't be the problem in the playoffs. I'm staying away. But I probably lean Buffalo at this point.
The final game we're looking at here on Straight Out of Vegas involves a best bet here on the show. The Vikings are at the Saints. New Orleans, a 7.5-point favorite on Sunday.
This one's easy. Best bet, RJ, special, Vikings. Why? Because of the clock. No, not because it's the New Year's. 1 o'clock, we did the research, pregame.com. Jonas helped. He led the way. The kernel of the idea. Kirk Cousins, it's not about the TV lights. It's about the time. Why? He's a man of routine. We went back and did the search. 1 o'clock starts. His whole career, 66% against the spread. No quarterback has ever been that good against the spread in his career. This is about half the games. The other half, the non-1 o'clock starts for Kirk Cousins, 33%. So literally two-thirds of the time he starts at 1 o'clock Eastern, he wins against the spread. One-third of the time when he starts non-1 o'clock Eastern, he loses, right? Or he only wins one-third of the time, loses two-thirds. That's the biggest difference. You know what? This is a 1 o'clock game. And oh, by the way, a team as good as Minnesota getting over a touchdown, there's got to be a good reason. It isn't Cousins. That means we're taking them. Cousins, Minnesota, +8, best bet.
The Odd Couple is next on many of these Fox Sports Radio affiliates. We are Straight Out of Vegas. If you missed any of today's show, including 3 best bets on the NFL playoffs, check out the podcast at foxsportsradio.com. And we're back on Monday at 6 Eastern time right here on FSR.
Straight Out of Vegas!